bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. Seven jurors from New York have been selected in former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial that began juror selection earlier this week. Opening arguments in the case would most likely begin on Monday, according to the judge overseeing the case. The first seven members of the panel were picked in short order and will decide whether Trump falsified records to cover up a sexual scandal. The seven jurors were quizzed on their politics, views toward Trump, and the ability to remain impartial in the case. The jurors made up of four men and three women were also examined on things like their digital footprints. Before the seven jurors were decided upon, others were dismissed by Trump's top lawyer, Todd Blanche, because of their online activity. However, Judge Merchant had some things to say about Trump in the courtroom that day, saying that he would not have any jurors intimidated in the courtroom. Trump criticized Judge Merchant while leaving the courtroom and claimed that he was rushing the trial. Here is more of what Trump had to say after being in court on Monday.
Never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is.
Audio provided by CNN. The two mothers that had gone missing at the end of March from Kansas were identified and pronounced dead on Tuesday from the Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner's Office. 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly were driving in Oklahoma to pick up Butler's kids for a birthday party in Kansas, but they never arrived. 3 days before the Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner's Office identified the two women, four people were arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of kidnapping, and one count of conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree in connection to the case. On Monday, more details were released with the probable cause for the arrest warrants of the four suspects along with the possible motive. Investigators stated in the court documents that Butler was in a custody battle with suspect Tiffany Adams' son for custody of Butler's children. Along with their abandoned vehicle, Butler's glasses, a broken hammer, and a pistol magazine were found on the side of the road and in Kelly's purse. All four suspects are said to be a part of an anti-government group known as God's Misfits and are scheduled to make initial court appearances on Wednesday. Here is what Fox had to say about the group that the suspects are in.
Well, Erica, these four suspects right here, they were all part of what's called God's Misfits. Authorities held a press conference today describing the group as a religious anti-government group. And court documents say on the regular, the Twombleys, they're pictured right here, a married couple, they hosted and even attended these weekly meetings. So there's no word tonight on if this affiliation had any connection to the crimes, but the day before the women disappeared, the Twombleys apparently told their 16-year-old daughter they were, quote, going on a mission, and the team reported that information to police.
Audio provided by Fox. On Wednesday, the Arizona House lawmakers rejected a Democrat-backed effort to repeal the 1864 near-total abortion ban. A procedural vote that could have fast-tracked the bill by Stephanie Stahl Hamilton would repeal the ban. The motion has been shut down by Republican leaders. However, they are allowed a vote on whether their move to block Stahl Hamilton's was correct. In the House, Republicans hold a one-seat majority, so flipping the two GOP votes would have allowed the chamber to move forward with the bill. Republican representatives have indicated that they back the repeal ahead of the vote. Democrats tried to move the motion a second time, but the vote resulted the same. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.